which will clear out the air for Friday. Low humidity, sunny, high of 77. And Saturday is mostly sunny with only a slight chance of thunderstorms. It warms up a little bit for Sunday, still sunny, high of 86. And then Memorial Day, it's going to be sunny, high of 82.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy to.
Do I want to ask what's all the hubbub about turtles?
It's World Turtle Day.
I know. And?
I like turtles.
You do? Do you have a turtle?
I don't, but 3 years ago on World Turtle Day, I went out into my driveway and there was a little turtle sitting in the middle of the driveway.
How long ago?
3 years.
And ever since then, you're obsessed with World Turtle Day. That's all it takes with you, huh?
Well, no.
Interesting.
I had a turtle growing up, like when I lived in Bricktown. Yeah.
Well, I think we've established on previous radio shows that you should never have owned pets in your life. They usually don't fare well from that poor chicken.
I'm still haunted by that. What, that she slept with the cats?
Yes, that chicken.
Beffy.
World Turtle Day, huh?
Yes.
Name, how many famous turtles can you name?
Let's see, there's Yertle the Turtle.
Yeah.
There's Donatello, Raphael.
Okay.
Super Turtle from DC.
Super Turtle?
He's a DC character.
Hmm.
There is.
Oh, you have this written down.
I was going...
trivia later? Oh, then hold on, Jennifer. Don't jump the gun. Cuff and Link from the Rocky movies?
No.
Right?
What? Yes.
Cuff and Link.
Yes.
Rocky's turtles.
Yes.
Okay, well then hold on. Don't answer your own trivia questions.
Well, you asked
me. I just
me.
Got ripped off. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown turtle-friendly Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll talk about Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 1st at the fairgrounds and how you and your family are not going to want to miss it. You're also not going to want to miss the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale on Saturday, June 8th. Or the NCB Garden Expo, which is on the same day, June 8th. Still not thrilled about that. Jennifer would like to grow her own food, but she can't find bacon seeds. We have summer reading club information for kids and adults, our outdoor summer concert series schedule, trivia, and so much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
That, of course, was the Turtles. Performing Happy Together, their biggest hit.
Yes. Before we go much further, I'd like to give a birthday shout-out to our pal Virginia Stanley at Library Love Fest. Virginia has done...
She's one of the three people that comes on?
Yes, she's done several different broadcasts. Today is her birthday.
Very good.
And
happy
I'm
birthday.
Very sorry I could not find a recording of Cher singing Happy Birthday.
Is World Turtle Day the same day every year, or is it the fourth Sunday after the spring full moon kind of deal?
No, it's always May 23rd.
Why? Is this like the most active part of a turtle's mating season or something? You have a lot of trivia about turtles. Boy.
I don't have a lot of trivia. It was founded in 1990. I don't know why it picked... Well, why it was founded.
Yeah, because the turtles are endangered.
It was founded by the American Tortoise Rescue, a nonprofit, to celebrate turtles and so they can raise awareness to protect turtles and tortoises all over the world. 70% of all turtles are facing extinction due to global warming and other human activities.
We all are.
Indeed.
Not just turtles. It's everybody.
It may be. So, I thought I had one more thing about it. I don't know where it went. Let's see. The upper shell of a turtle is called a carapace. The lower shell is called a plastron. They have a special gland which removes salt from their drinking water. Green turtles can hold their breath for up to 5 hours, green sea turtles. The leatherback sea turtle can weigh over 2,000 pounds, and it can travel over 10,000 miles a year. Not all turtles can hide their heads in their shells. Turtles live mainly in water, tortoises on land. Terrapins live on both, and most turtles are omnivores. Okay. And then International Tortoise Day, or Sea Turtle Day, is in June. It is on Father's Day.
I did know that, actually. I was brought up yesterday.
Yes, it was. That's how I knew that. And if you are traveling, there is a large colony of turtles you can find if you're in Pennsylvania.
Is that what a group of turtles is called?
No, I just...
A colony?
No, I just made that up.
I think we got to find that out.
I'm going to look at once I tell you where to find them. If you're traveling south on River Road, Route 32, outside of...
Don't tell anybody where turtles are. They're going to...
No, you can go and see that they're in the canal in the river by the Thompson Neely Farmstead before you get to Washington's Crossing. It's part of Washington's Crossing along the canal. You can literally see hundreds of them on a warm summer day.
Does Turtle Day extend to snapping turtles? Because those things are just mean, Jennifer. I don't know if we should be concerned about their welfare.
Well, you could be.
Have you ever seen a snapping turtle?
No. Not in real life. I mean, in a zoo.
They're scary.
Not close up and personal. So it's Turtle Day.
And supposedly they don't let go unless they hear lightning strike if they bite you.
Well, if you've been
wives to.
Bitten by a turtle this morning, you would have let go pretty quickly. Speaking of lightning.
Yes.
I saw a trailer on Monday and made me think of you for a new movie coming August 14th.
Okay. I thought you meant like a truck.
No. Blinded by the Light.
Oh, yes. The Bruce Springsteen one.
Yes. Have you seen this?
I've seen the trailer. I have indeed. If it has to do with Beatles or Bruce Springsteen, I'm usually all over it. Somebody alerts me to this. So what did you think
of
it?
I'm a little bit far behind, a little slow. That was out of all the trailers I saw. That was the only one. Well, I saw yesterday for the 10th time, I think.
So you were at the movies?
Mm-hmm.
What movie did you see?
I saw Tolkien.
Oh, how was that?
It was very good.
That's how you pronounce his last name?
Yes. Well, Tolkien. Yeah, I think it's only two syllables.
Okay.
In British.
I didn't know that. Tolkien?
Yeah.
J.R.R. Tolkien?
Correct. John Ronald Rowell.
Why does he have two middle names?
I can't answer that.
You just saw the movie.
It did not address that. They called him Ronald. They didn't call him John, actually.
So this is the author of Lord of the Rings, right?
And The Hobbit, correct.
And this is how he got the inspiration for that or something?
It is. It starts, he's at the Somme in France during World War I, and he's flashing back to his life growing up. His mother was a widow, and he and his brother and mother moved to Birmingham, which was an industrial town, and she died, and... A priest from the church, a Catholic church, became his guardian. And he got a scholarship to the King's School, which was a very prestigious prep school, I guess a private school. And then he got a scholarship to Oxford, and he kept flashing back and forth. And he had three very close friends who were four of them. It's sort of Dead Poets Society.
And they were all like, hobbits.
No, they weren't. But he created his own language at a very early age, and as a freshman in Oxford, he wasn't doing that well. And then there was a drunken incident when he found out the love of his life was getting married, and he had to fight to get another scholarship, and he did.
So what was his inspiration for Lord of the Rings?
I think it was just a culmination of he had a fascination with languages. And his mother used to tell fantastical stories. He had one of those, I forget what they're called, those spinning lights, when you light them and the sides are pierced, and when you spin them, they project images on the walls.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, because there were dragons and things, and she would tell these fantastical tales. And he did go see, he did go hear Wagner's Ring Cycle. They didn't get in the theater. They listened to it from underneath. And I don't know if this was, if he got any inspiration from that, but when they did, they outlined the basic plot. It sounded,
what did the movie talk about?
Just him growing up and his education.
Are you recommending this to people to view?
It's very good, and if you like literary biographies, yes. If you really want to know how he came to write Lord of the Rings and
yeah, that's what would be my interest.
No, because The Hobbit was his first book. It came out in 1937. And the movie sort of ended where that began.
Maybe there'll be a sequel. So I think you should move to England. I think every time you talk about England, you have a different sense about you. I think that's where you belong.
Do you?
Yes. Any possibility that you would ever do that? I think deep down you want to. You just don't know it or realize how much you do. I'm not a psychologist, but I play one on the radio.
Do you? All right, why don't we go to our first commercial break? And then when we come back, you can maybe the sawing and drilling will have stopped.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. My name is Jim Thatch. Her name is Jennifer Winberry. And you know your name. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer and you questions about events that happened in years past on the current date. Today is May 23rd. I'll ask you about a few events that happened on May 23rd in years past and also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on May 23rd and see if you know who they are just by hearing their name. Let's go back to May 23rd, 1701, Jennifer. Who is convicted of piracy? Who's convicted of piracy and of murdering William Moore, and is hanged in London on this date in May 23rd, 1701.
I think it's too early for Jack the Ripper.
Convicted of piracy. Jack the Ripper wasn't a pirate.
I know, but the way you said that, I thought maybe.
And a murdering William Moore.
I don't know.
He's hanged in London on this date. Captain Kidd, William Kidd.
I knew it wasn't Blackbeard, because Blackbeard wouldn't dare murder anyone.
No, that's not true. And Blackbeard was killed on his ship after... Well, let's move on. 1911, Jennifer. What famous New York building is dedicated on this date in 1911?
The Chrysler Building.
Made from... the building was made from marble or granite from a quarry in Dorset, Vermont.
The New York Public Library.
The New York Public Library is correct. My daughter, Kara, actually was at that quarry last weekend. And I knew that little tidbit because we had visited in the past, and like a big swimming hole. But back in the day, they used to mine marble, I guess, from this quarry for famous buildings, like a lot of buildings. I think some in D.C., the New York Public Library, I think some Harvard buildings all were taken from this quarry in a little town in Vermont called Dorset. And then finally, 1934.
Kind of a dull day.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything interesting. But I mean, there were some other things that went on, but maybe one of these days we'll flip the tables and you see what you think is interesting and ask me today in history. Is there like, I know there's a World Turtle Day. There must be a World Reversal Day.
Called Boxing... Well, Boxing Day in the UK. It's the day after Christmas when the servants and the... It was traditionally the servants, that was their Christmas. But then it became the servants...
That's not really reversing roles, Jennifer.
Yes, it is. And then this... But then the servants... Anyway.
So did the rich people then act like servants?
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
You're just saying that just to make your point. I don't believe they would ever do that.
Fine. 1934.
Jennifer doesn't like it when I call her out on things.
It's true.
Infamous American bank robbers Bonnie and Clyde, Jennifer, die on this date, May 23rd, 1934. How did they die? Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker.
In a shootout when the police tried to arrest them.
Okay. Not quite a shootout. They were ambushed by police. They got set up by one of their gang members, and police were waiting for them. Actually, there was a guy with a flat tire that they knew on the road, and they pulled over to help this guy, and the police were just waiting in the bushes. Didn't even give them a chance because they knew they were armed to the teeth and just riddled them and their car with bullets.
Like, why are you only armed up to your teeth? Why not up to your eyeballs?
I don't know.
Because you can be in it into your eyeballs.
You can't see where to shoot.
But up to your eyeballs you could.
So interesting, and then they towed the car into town with them still in the car, and there was like a big parade route, and people watched as this car with them in it still in it was towed into town.
It's rather gruesome.
There's actually a very good movie. I forget what channel it's on. It's on one of the streaming on cable or on DirecTV. Kevin Costner. It's just about the people that hunted them down, like Bonnie and Clyde. The press and people treated them like they were kind of like folk heroes, but they were really bad people. So finally, I think the governor of whatever said enough is enough and sent like their best person, go find these people and whatever it takes, take them out. So it's a great story. It started with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson as the two people that hunted them down. I forget what it was called, but it was very good. I highly recommend it if you have not seen that. Okay, born on May 23rd in 1883, Douglas Fairbanks.
The Highwayman, no.
The Highwayman, that's what it's called, Jennifer.
The Highwayman.
That's it. Okay. Starring Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson. And the way they do it, they take it from their perspective. So they don't really, you only see Bonnie and Clyde like from a distance. Like they don't talk, they're like very elusive even in this thing. It's very well done. Do you like that type of history?
Yeah, I was looking, and it's only on Netflix, which is too bad because it would be good.
It's excellent, Jennifer.
Maybe
so
when
if
it comes
you, if
out
you
on
find
DVD.
A way, I bet you and your husband would like it a
well,
lot.
Well, we watched Richard III this weekend on DVD, so maybe we'll watch The Highwayman.
Very good. Okay, Douglas Fairbanks, born in 1883 on May 23rd.
He was a movie actor. He was married to Mary Pickford. Pickford was the name of their home.
What was the name of the movie studio they created? United Artists.
I wouldn't have come up.
Very good, but you got 1910, Margaret Wise Brown was born.
She was an author, and she wrote Goodnight Moon, a children's author.
And one other big one?
The Runaway Bunny.
Very good, Runaway Bunny. That was a million-dollar question once on how Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It was something. And I only knew it because my son Will loved Goodnight Moon. And there was a little picture that they were indicating in the book. And he had pointed that all the time because he thought it was funny. And it was a million-dollar question.
Wow.
Okay, 1912, John Payne was born.
He was a movie actor.
I think you're probably the only person in America besides John Payne's children.
It was a Miracle on 34th
Very
Street.
Very good. Fred Gailey.
He was
on Miracle on
34th Street.
What?
I would have told you that.
I know. I knew you were going to get that one. You know this one too. 1928, Rosemary Clooney.
She's George Clooney's aunt. She's a singer, actress. She was in with Vera Ellen in White Christmas.
Very good.
She sang Come On Along to My House.
Okay. Excellent. See, once you hit things back in the 30s, 40s, Jennifer
good.
Is all over it. And then finally, another author for you, Jennifer. 1958, Mitch Albom was born.
Five People You Meet in Heaven. I can see he's
first
great.
Big book
the
that made him famous.
The five. Oh, Tuesday with Amari.
Very good. Yes, he's a converted sports writer. Are you a fan of his work?
It's well done, but no, I'm not really a sentimentalist, as you well know.
Did you read any of his
books? I didn't. No, I read those two.
Okay. And then died on the state in 2002, Sam Snead.
Is a baseball player?
No, but it is from the sports world.
Is he a jockey? A trainer?
Incorrect. Not a horse
nope.
racing.
Nope.
So, we've got to talk about the Triple Crown races, by the way. Okay, but Sam Snead was a professional golfer.
Oh,
and you're going to think...
I knew it had something to do with you.
Who were the two most famous professional golfers that you know?
Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods.
Right. Sam Snead has won more tournaments than both of them. But you don't know who Sam Snead is.
He didn't.
Sam Snead has won the most PGA tournaments.
You know, I think he's a common crossword clue.
Okay.
And
I think now you know it now.
Because that would be a good down.
Everyone knows Nicklaus, everyone knows Woods, but Sam Snead is the answer when you want to know who won the most golf tournaments in their pro career.
Do you ever use that as a trivia question?
No, but I should.
You should.
Okay. 2006, Jennifer, I'll make a note of that actually. Lloyd Benson died in 2006.
Nope.
Going to the political arena. He was actually best known, remembered for something he said in a vice presidential debate. I believe he was Michael Dukakis' running mate when he lost, and they lost to Bush and Quayle, I believe, right? Was Quayle Bush's
the
vice president?
Bush 5041.
Yeah, okay. And his famous line, because Quayle compared himself to John F. Kennedy. And Benson was a big friend of Kennedy, and his famous ones. You, sir, are no Jack Kennedy. I was friends with Jack Kennedy. I know what I'm letting you. You, sir, are no Jack Kennedy. That's what he's most famous for. He said that in a presidential debate. Okay, and that's today in history.
I have one more question about a movie.
Go ahead.
I meant to ask you. Aladdin, you're a huge Disney fan.
Mm.
Have you seen the trailer for the...
I've seen it. I'm not a big fan of these live-action remakes of the Disney classic animated films.
That's what I wanted to hear. I didn't want to
hear that. They drag them out. So Beauty and the Beast is the example I use. Beauty and the Beast, the animated Disney, is just a gem of a movie. Well done. Everything moves forward. There's no loose parts like the live-action one. It's just a lot of superficial stuff they don't need. It's not good storytelling. It's just, you know, doing things just for the sake of doing things.
Oddly enough, A.O. Scott agrees with you about Aladdin.
Oh, yeah?
He said almost the same thing in the Times review.
Hmm. Maybe I should be a reviewer.
Possibly.
Okay, I understand there's some turtle trivia you have.
I don't know if it's turtle trivia. I have a list of famous turtles.
Okay, how did I know about that?
You didn't. I don't know.
I know, but I mentioned named famous turtles at the top of the show.
All right.
So okay, so
I will ask you either.
Okay, Dr. Seuss, Yodel the Turtle.
Well, I will either give you the turtle or give you where it's from, and you name the turtle.
Okay.
Briar Turtle.
Briar Turtle?
Yeah.
What's Briar mean?
B-R-I-A-R.
Briar Turtle?
Yeah.
Like Briar Rabbit?
Yeah, he's also Briar Terrapin.
Oh, from Song of the South?
Uncle Remus
stories?
Mm-hmm. The Tortoise.
The Tortoise and the Hare?
Yep, from Aesop's Fables.
Oh, okay. I got to be more specific. Gotcha.
But I'm not going to mark you down, berate you, make you feel foolish.
Why not? That's bad radio. People want to hear that, Jennifer.
Alderman Ptolemy Tortoise. Either tell me the author or what.
I'm going to say Through the Looking Glass or Alice in Wonderland.
Beatrix Potter, The Tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher. Do you like Beatrix Potter as an illustrator?
Yeah.
I saw a collection of her illustrations, not her... there were some book illustrations, but her garden illustrations at the Morgan one time. They were very interesting. Alfie.
Alfie the Turtle?
Mm-hmm. And these are kind of going in... Well, no, they're not really.
I don't know.
That's from SEO Trot, Roald Dahl book.
Okay.
Franklin.
Franklin, that was a kid's show, wasn't it? A kid's animated show?
Kid's book first, Franklin the Turtle, Paulette Bourgeois. It's also the name of the turtle in Lhasa, at Peddler's Village.
A real turtle?
Yeah, I was there on Tuesday, and I was waiting by the pond, and this little... And by the way, I ran into Dave and Barbara Berger there. He wants to do a concert. And this turtle came out, and I made friends with the turtle, but Jean's daughter works there, and she said his name is Franklin. Mock Turtle. You already said this one.
Mock Turtle? Is that kind of clothes? So Mock Turtleneck?
No, that's from Alice in Wonderland. But yes. Are you wearing a Mock Turtleneck today? You
kind
are.
Kind of, yes.
Mudface.
Mudface? No idea.
Dr. Doolittle by Hugh Lofting.
Mm, okay.
Spotty.
Spotty the Turtle?
Yes.
No idea.
Old Mother West Wind by Thornton Burgess. That was one of my uncle's favorite series, that's why. Yertle the Turtle, who was the author?
Dr. Seuss.
Matterin, considered the most powerful of the guardians of the beam.
No idea.
The Dark Tower and It, Stephen King.
Okay.
Here's one I don't think you'll know, but you should look at this illustrator's books. Men of the Mississippi by Holling C. Holling. He's a naturalist artist,
mm-hmm.
does children's books. Do you ever... We have some in the library. You should look up.
Okay.
All right. How many of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles can you name?
Donatello, Raphael, Michelangelo, Leonardo?
Correct. I don't think you'll know. I did not know there was a turtle Muppet on Sesame Street. Shelley. Who knew? Baby Shelley.
Baby Shelley?
Mm-hmm.
Sesame Street.
Disney's House, Mickey Mouse Works, Disney's House of Mouse.
There must be a Disney turtle somewhere.
Baby Shelley. A baby turtle who always annoys
classic movies.
And takes advantage of Donald Duck. Cecil Turtle.
Oh, Cecil. That one's familiar. Mm-hmm. Is that a beanie or whatever?
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, okay.
How about Tippy Turtle?
Nope.
Saturday Night Live, an obnoxious practical joker created by Jack Zander.
Tippy Turtle. That do not recall Tippy Turtle.
That's about it.
There is about as many as I thought there would be.
There's more, but I don't think you would know them necessarily.
Yeah, I mean ones that are more popular.
Yes. Yeah. I was kind of surprised too.
I don't know if I can grab a whole trivia category then out of those.
I don't, probably not. You want the turtle stuff?
No, I'll look it up. Thank
okay.
you, though.
You're welcome.
Happy National Turtle Day, everyone.
World Turtle Day.
World Turtle Day. How do you say turtle in France, in French?
I think I'll look it up right now.
No, you don't have to look it up right now. The time is 11:35, 25 minutes from now. Jim Gannot will be in with his show Taking Care of Business, so hang in there. Let's take care of a little library business. I have some more trivia for Jennifer. We'll go over maybe after the last commercial break. But first, let's talk about the HCL Outdoor Art Show. First, let's talk about Community Day. That's first. A week from this Saturday is Hunterdon County Library Community Day, the 6th annual at the fairgrounds down in Ringo's.
I'm not even going to try to say it.
It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.?
11 to 4.
I keep getting that wrong. I have it here. Okay. It's 11 to 4. It's a community day. It's just going to be a day filled with family events. So definitely a family event alert. It's a community day. There's going to be a lot of community organizations and groups there talking about what they do. So you get to learn a lot about Hunterdon County. There's going to be a lot of games. There's going to be a reptile show, balloon, tethered balloon rides, very possible. Music, Marshall's Dixieland Band will be performing, Due South is a country band they'll be performing, and a special performance by the White House Wind Symphony. There'll be lots of food available, lots of games, and just a lot of good community brotherhood. At the fairgrounds on Saturday, June 1st. So circle that date on the calendar. Save that date. We want to see you there at Community Day. And then the next Saturday, June 8th, is the annual HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. 75 of the best local artists will display their works on snow fences on the library lawn. So if you're an artist, it's still not too late to enter. Entry forms can be found on our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage. Or you can stop by any of the libraries and pick up an entry form. There's three categories, students, grades 7 through 12, adult amateurs, and adult professionals. And maybe a little more incentive to enter is there's a $500 cash prize for best in show, as well as cash prizes for each of the three categories for first place, and a public's choice cash prize. Artists are welcome to sell their work that they bring to the public that will come that day and see the work. There will be three local judges that will judge each artist and award the prizes. We'll have music that day. Marshall's Dixieland Band from Community Day will be all warmed up and practiced and be in good form for the art show. There will also be some kids' games and crafts in the youth services department, the new youth services department, in the upper level of the Hunterdon County Library. So it's another fun family day. So if you're an artist, we encourage you to enter. If you're not an artist, come on out and meet some of the best local artists and maybe find something to hang in your home. The ATL Outdoor Art Show and Sale.
Do you know if Richard...
Saturday, June 8th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Do you know if Richard G. will be...
Richard G. is there.
Exhibiting?
He's signed up.
Excellent.
Richard Gerstner, if you want to see his work, just go to the Surgeon's Fill-In. If you want to see my work, go to the Surgeon's Fill-In. But Richard Gerstner, throughout the tavern, in the has his work perpetually on display. A very good artist. Hard to describe it, but there's one way to see it. Come out to the art show. He'll have his work there on display and for sale. Very reasonable. All these works would be. That's the one advantage. If you're looking for original artwork, this is a very good place to find it inexpensively, Jennifer, is at these certain art shows. And we have one of the better ones. I'm not being biased when I say that. Or I am a little bit, but I believe it.
Yes, that's good.
We have a nice little space on the lawn under a grove of trees that we display the artwork. And it's just a fun day to be outdoors, as well as our summer concerts. Every summer, we have 5 outdoor concerts, 3 at the Hunterdon County Library and 2 at the North County Branch. Do I have time to talk about these? Yes. The outdoor concert. Let me first go to the summer conferences, Lance. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the NCB Garden Expo on Saturday, June 8th from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library Meeting Room. This is an indoor event, so there'll be an expert on various topics of gardening. So bring your questions and enjoy the displays. On hand will be the Rutgers Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County, the Native Plant Society of New Jersey, orchid expert Carol Stober, cacti and succulents expert Jeff Van Newkirk, the Northwest New Jersey Beekeepers Association, invasive species strike team, bring a plant, take a plant, carnivorous plants with Master Gardeners Connie Dietz and Sandy Gay, the Clinton Conservancy will be there, North American Butterfly Association, and you can bring home a spiderette plant. The NCB Garden Expo 2019, Saturday, June 8th from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then finally, before our last commercial break, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library also present our outdoor summer concert series. These are free outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair, bring a picnic dinner, and enjoy a nice summer evening with us at the Hunterdon County Library and or the North County Branch Library. We have 5 shows in our series this year, starting off on Wednesday, July 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. The Summer Swing Orchestra will be playing the big band sounds of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. We move up to the North County Branch Library on Wednesday, July 24th. All these concerts start at 6:30 p.m. The Red Oak Country Boys will be playing classic country from the 40s, 50s, and 60s for your dancing and listening pleasure. July 31st, back at the Hunterdon County Library, Due South. This is another country band, but they play more updated, new, as well as classic country and classic rock from such artists as Brooks and Dunn, Keith Urban, Patsy Cline, Jenna Cash, The Eagles, and more. The last concert for the summer at the North County Branch is August 7th at 6:30 p.m., Nabo Dash. It's an Irish band. It's celebrating Celtic music. They play a variety of instruments, including the bodhrán, the fifes, whistles, violin, fiddle, and vocals. And we'll get all who listen into the spirit of Irish music. And then it all wraps up back at the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. Rave On features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, as well as other classic early rock and roll songs. Rave On's show is always a crowd pleaser. So that's the Hunterdon County Library Outdoor Summer Concert Series, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. This has been growing every year. A nice summer evening with us. A nice Wednesday summer evening with us in late July and early August. So we hope to see you there. Okay, we'll go to our last commercial break, and then we'll come back with some trivia right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gannot will be in 16 minutes to take care of business.
All right, to play some trivia, I'll ask Jennifer and you at home, or wherever you are, just some general and some theme trivia questions, just for fun to wrap up the show for another week. We have about 10 minutes.
Can I, we make
or one? So.
We have one thing about the library. We'll be closed on Sunday and Monday to observe Memorial Day.
Summer officially starts this weekend with Memorial Day weekend. Hope everyone has a great weekend and a great summer. We'll be here all summer, filling your ears with library news and other fun things. Okay, some trivia, Jennifer.
Okie dokie.
Who is the only U.S. president to receive a patent? It happened in 1849. I'll give you a hint.
But I don't think he was a president when it happened.
Correct.
I don't know.
Nobody gets this because they think he was a rube or something. Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
Received a patent that lifted boats in the river to get them over obstacles.
Was that in the movie?
Which movie?
Lincoln.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That was just about the 13th Amendment. This was earlier in his life. He used to go down the river doing something, some kind of job, working, and he invented this device when boats got stuck to lift them over obstacles. And received a patent for it.
Was that like the basis of the canal locks?
Possibly, I don't know. The Preakness Stakes, Jennifer, was run last Saturday. It was the name of the racetrack the Preakness is run at. In Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore. Nope.
Pimlico.
Yes.
By the way, did you watch either the Derby or the Preakness?
No, I just read the Derby after.
So the Derby, interesting, just so the Derby, everyone knows in the world that the horse that won the Kentucky Derby was disqualified for interfering with horses and got disqualified. The horse that he interfered with in the Derby came back and won the Preakness, Jennifer.
Really?
Yes. So maybe that horse would have won the Derby and the Preakness. You don't know. Maybe he's that good. Jennifer, rock and roller Jerry Lee Lewis got married on May 22nd, 1958. Within 2 years either way, how old was his bride?
13.
Very good. How does everybody know this? You just remember. Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin.
Cousin. And then he was not allowed into England after that to do his shows. Because of that.
Who invented the gasoline-powered automobile, Jennifer? Amos Studebaker, Henry Ford, or Carl Benz?
Benz.
Benz is correct. What man has written the lyrics to most of Elton John's songs?
I haven't seen Rocket Man yet. I don't know.
Bernie Taupin. What is the pattern of the wallpaper in Andy's room in the original Toy Story movie?
I have no idea. You know that. Trains.
What, you've never seen Toy Story?
No. I know I'm lacking. Jim's rubbing his brow right now.
It's got a splitting headache. It was clouds, white clouds on a blue sky. A bomb exploded in the Manchester Arena, Jennifer, on May 22, 2017, killing 22 people who had just finished performing.
It was a woman, but I don't remember.
Ariana Grande. Cuba is the largest island in the Caribbean. The second largest island in the Caribbean is shared by what two countries?
Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
Very good. Born on May 22, 1986, he was the Super Bowl MVP of just the most recent Super Bowl. Who was the most recent Super Bowl MVP?
Nope.
Julian Edelman. He's a wide receiver. Okay, Jennifer, I'll give you 20 TV shows. You give me the name of the family that is depicted on this TV show.
Okay.
Do you watch This Is Us?
Nope.
Pearson. Little House on the Prairie.
Ingalls.
Arrested Development?
Nope.
Full House?
I could name like the Uncle Joey. No.
You want the last name. Arrested Development was Bluth. Full House is Tanner. Downton Abbey?
Nope.
Crawley. Dallas?
Ewing.
That 70s show?
Nope.
Foreman. Eight is Enough?
Bradford.
Home Improvement?
Tim Allen. Allen?
Taylor. Parenthood?
Nope.
Blackish? The new show that's on now. Parenthood is Braverman. Blackish is Johnson. Happy
Days. I thought Blackish was a name, which I thought was an odd name, but Cunningham.
Bob's Burger?
It's a TV show?
Yeah, Belcher. Married with Children?
Bundy.
Malcolm in the Middle?
Gladwell.
Wilkerson, I like to guess. My Three Sons?
No.
Douglas. Everybody Loves Raymond. Barone. Two and a Half Men?
Nope. Harper. I actually watched Everybody Loves Raymond, but I didn't.
Oh, Harper. Good Times.
No.
Evans. And then One Day at a Time.
Bonnie Franklin. Does she have a different last name than her daughters?
Right, that's correct. So either Romano or Cooper. Either one would have been acceptable. Okay, Jennifer, a sure thing since Memorial Day. Yeah, Memorial Day weekend. The official start is this weekend. I'll give you words. All these answers contain words of something you might see at a beach.
Okay.
This drink is made of blending a Bass Ale with a Guinness Stout.
Black and Tan.
Very good. This song is being sung in the last scene of the 1964 Walt Disney classic film Mary Poppins.
Let's go fly a kite.
Very good. This store specializing in home furnishings and decor opened in California in 1962 and now has over 1,000 stores in North America.
Pier 1.
Very good. What's the name of the Star Wars character that was originally a stormtrooper before fleeing and fighting for the rebellion? Finn. In what popular song is there two girls for every boy?
Surf City.
Very good. What best-selling novel by Frank Herbert features a character named Paul Atreides?
Dune.
Very good. What is the collective name of the 23 Pacific islands surrounding a central lagoon that was the site for 23 nuclear tests?
Bikini Atoll.
Very good. What 1985 movie does Clint Eastwood star as the preacher?
1985. No.
Pale Rider. I could have used Outlaw Josie Wells. Someone wrote that as an answer. Oh, well, that would have been better.
Yeah.
What was the name of the area of the moon where Apollo 11 touched down on July 20th, 1969?
Wait, Pale Rider?
Pale.
Oh, Pale Bucket.
The Pale.
The homophone of it.
Yes.
Okay, the moon.
Area of the moon where Apollo 11 touched down.
Some kind of ocean.
Sea of Tranquility. Ever heard of the Sea of Tranquility?
I have.
Has high blood pressure got a hold on me, or is this just the way love's supposed to be? Are lyrics from what popular song?
Mm-hmm. Hot-blooded.
Heat wave. And then I had two hard bonus questions that were very hard, but if you got them, you got extra points. In what movie does Elvis Presley play the heir to an oil fortune who trades places with a water ski instructor to see if girls would like him just if he was poor instead of for his father's money?
See, Beach Blanket, Bingo was Annette, and Frankie Avalon. You should have used that one. Nope.
Clam Bake. And what is the full name of Harrison Ford's character in the 1985 movie Witness?
Oh. I don't know.
John Book.
What? A book on the beach.
Book, yes. You see book people reading all the time. Do you bring a book to the beach? Do you go to the beach?
I haven't been in a while. No, I walk.
10 more quick ones, Jennifer. We've got 3 minutes. Creepy Crawly. All these answers feature some kind of reptile or lizard or amphibian.
Turtle.
Princess Tiana is a character in what Walt Disney animated feature? Princess and the Frog. What fashion accessory, usually made of feathers, is worn around the neck like a scarf?
Boa.
What American rock band's biggest hit was Happy Together?
The Turtles.
Route I-75 in Florida between Fort Lauderdale and Naples is known by what name?
Alligator Way.
Alligator Alley. What is Eddie Redmayne's character in the Harry Potter movie Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? Did you see it?
Mm-mm.
Newt Scamander. What fictional terrorist group is the nemesis of G.I. Joe?
Oh.
Cobra. What is the nickname of the University of Maryland sports teams?
The Terps? No. I don't know.
The Terrapins.
Terrapins.
Which is a kind of turtle, Jennifer. What is Mike Metcalf's call sign or code nickname in the movie Top Gun?
Rattlesnake.
Viper. What 1990s bands named the band whose biggest hits were All I Want, Walk on the Ocean, Something's Always Wrong, Fall Down, and Good Intentions? Toad the Wet Sprocket. And number 10, in the movie Escape from New York, what was the name of the character played by Kurt Russell?
Oh, I don't know.
You ever see that movie? It's a good movie.
No.
Snake Plissken. New York is a jail. They make it a jail.
I know
like
the premises
all the people,
of it.
Yeah.
But
and he has to go in there because the president gets kidnapped and they have him on Manhattan. He's got to go in there, pretend he's a prisoner, and get him out. Good movie.
With the 1 minute we have left, let's mention the Adult Summer Reading Club.
We don't have 1 minute. It's 11:57.
It's not over here. Which starts this Friday. Go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on Adult Summer Reading Club to find out all the details.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a feud between the White House and Democratic leaders escalates, the White House press secretary says Democrats don't seem to be capable of doing anything other than investigating President Trump.
What they are doing is a complete and total overreach, and they know it. And that's why there's no support for this process to move forward. If you look at poll after poll, it shows them that doesn't exist for them to move forward on impeachment.
That's Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, the president storming out of a scheduled White House meeting with Democratic leaders yesterday, accusing Democrats of pushing phony investigations and vowing not to do any legislative deals until those investigations end. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, has been released from a federal prison in Indiana today. That after serving 17 years of a 20-year sentence. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
FEMA on the ground in Missouri after a swarm of tornadoes strike late yesterday and early today in the Midwest. Missouri especially hit hard, with three people killed in the Golden City area and a lot of damage in the state capital of Jefferson City. There, the governor, Mike Parson, was speaking earlier.
When you have chaos, you know, it's a matter of how do you organize chaos? And that's kind of what we're doing right now, is trying to get people safe, make sure everybody's okay, still checking on people, still checking on property, and getting people on the ground right now.
Amazingly, while many described it as a half-mile-wide tornado that struck Jefferson City, nobody there was killed, but about 100 people were injured. Thousands more troops could be heading to the Middle East as tensions rise between the U.S. and Iran, with reports the Pentagon's considering a request to send 5,000 to 10,000 additional soldiers to that region. It's unclear whether that request would be approved. And this is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Seeing stocks continue to drop on Wall Street as oil prices have plunged, and there are fears about a prolonged U.S.-China trade war, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by nearly 400 points at times since the opening bell. Celebrity chef Mario Batali is due in a Boston courtroom this afternoon to face a criminal charge of indecent assault and battery, reportedly stemming from allegations that he kissed and groped a woman against her will at a Boston restaurant in 2017. A mystery concerning the Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, because of a racist med school yearbook photo, is going to be unsolved for now, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
An investigation that was ordered by the Eastern Virginia Medical School failed to determine whether the governor actually is one of the people in the photo, which was in the school's 1984 yearbook. It showed a man in blackface alongside someone in a Ku Klux Klan hooded robe. Ben Hatch was one of those investigating.
No individual that we interviewed has told us from personal knowledge that the governor is in that photograph.
When the photo appeared in February, Northam first said he was in it and apologized for it. The next day, he recanted the statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And reminding you to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be kicking off the Memorial Day weekend with a little help from my friends and talking some business. It's Thursday, May 23rd, 2019, and it all starts right now on Taking Care of Business.